Republicans condemn violent radical mob attack on DNC headquarters. By Wendell Hasebo on November 16, 2023. Republicans roundly condemned the radical left mob who violently assailed the Democratic National Committee's DNC headquarters Wednesday night, injuring six police officers and locking down House offices. The mob attack on the DNC headquarters shows the radicalization of many in the Democrat Party. Democrat members of Congress inside the DNC's headquarters appear to narrowly escape the scene without injury, as protesters illegally and violently demanded peace in the Middle East. "Ceasefire now," many shirts of the mob members said. "Right now our officers are working to keep back approximately 150 people who are illegally and violently protesting in the area of Canal Street and Ivy Street," SE, Capitol Police posted on X during the attack. "Officers are making arrests. All members have been evacuated from the area. Please stay away from the area." Senator Marco Rubio, RFL, posted on Instagram that the protesters were socialists. "Violent socialists, Hamas supporters trying to storm the offices of the Democratic Party tonight in D.C. Representative Andy Biggs, RAS, posted on X, "The nation's capital is under siege. Last week, it was the White House. This week, it's the DNC. These left-wing lunatics have to be held accountable." Representative Eli Crane, RAS, slammed law enforcement for waging a double system of justice. "The FBI has arrested hundreds of people for entering the Capitol on January 6. Given tonight's chaos, we'll see if they get the same treatment. It's worth reminding everyone that they still have no idea who planted pipe bombs at the DNC and RNC that same day." Jason Miller, a senior advisor to former President Donald Trump, said the mob attack is a precursor to the Democrat convention. "DNC 2024 convention is going to be lit." Richard Grenell echoed Miller's remark, "This looks like the Obama DNC convention in 2012, when half the Democrat delegates were loudly anti-Israel." Representative Kat Kamick, RFL, said the whole Capitol building was shut down because of the unrest. "I am on Capitol Hill right now and it's on lockdown. No getting in or out of our offices. We have officers that were pepper sprayed by pro-Hamas protesters with a lot of people attempting to break into the Democratic HQ. Anyone else notice how violent the so-called ceasefire crowd is?" Sebastian Gorka mocked the protesters on X. "Democrat HQ in DC stormed by pro-Hamas lunatics. Just don't call it an insurrection, okay?" Via Axios. One House Democrat who was present at the DNC told Axios, "It scared me more than January 6th. Recounting that they were about to leave and return to the Capitol when police told them not to exit. "Someone sent out word for people to come back, and police said it's not safe," the lawmaker said. "Police were wearing gas masks, this was not peaceful." Some defended the mob attack. "The goal was just to block the door to the DNC building in nonviolent civil disobedience. If not now," national spokesperson Eva Borgort told Axios, claiming the violence was one-sided by police. "The most brutal police response I have ever seen," she said. Capitol Police posted on X during the attack, warning people to stay away. "Right now our officers are working to keep back approximately 150 people who are illegally and violently protesting in the area of Canal Street and Ivy Street," SE, Capitol Police said. "Officers are making arrests. All members have been evacuated from the area. Please stay away from the area." Related, Rubio, "There aren't pro-Palestinian protests. They're pro-Hamas and only started after Hamas killed civilians." Follow Wendell Hasebo on X @WendellHasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.